Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. You know what? I think the universe operates in so many really cool ways. Thank you all for tuning in. This is our good news segment. Look, I have been, and you all have heard us talk about a new technology project we're getting ready to launch. And we're also speaking to IBM about it. We're going to be doing crowdfunding on AI for the soul. But today, I bet you don't know how IBM is getting involved or has been for decades in corporate social responsibility. Well, guess what? Ms. Juan Hindo joining me here today, corporate social responsibility manager at IBM, is joining us here today. Welcome to the show. It's really good to have you here.
Thanks so much, Dr. Pat, for having me on the show.
You know, I love that we're doing these interviews with IBM. My history with IBM goes way back, like before you were like even born. And so to be able to really talk with you about how scientists are getting engaged, how they're fighting COVID-19 today, how they're doing it with smartphones, computers, and any other digital device you might have from your home, this has got to be exciting for you as well. I want to ask you this question. Look, we've all been reminded about the importance of helping each other. For a lot of people, technology is the key. What is it about your role, corporate responsibility, corporate social responsibility manager, that has got you so excited? What is the what behind what IBM is doing?
What I love about the work that we're doing is we're constantly asking ourselves in corporate social responsibility, how can we use technology for good? How can we use it to solve problems in education, health, environmental issues? And how can we apply what we know, which is technology, to helping solve these problems? And we get to do all of that with World Community Grid, which is really a way for anyone to help scientists tackle all kinds of problems, including COVID-19.
I mean, I got to ask you this question. People ask me all the time. They ask me all the time, why, Pat? You know, why 16 years ago did you decide to do one of the first digital podcasting talk radio venues? Why did you do it? I would love to know what your why is.
I come from a technology background, and I really was sort of motivated by how do we use technology to solve problems in health and sustainability specifically. And when IBM created World Community Grid many years ago, it really was a way to help out scientists who were constrained by how much computing power they have access to, and say to them, we have a role to play here, and technology has a role to play, and how can we bring volunteers to help in these kinds of efforts? So not just use technology to help the scientists, but use technology to kind of bridge that gap between scientists and, you know, the volunteer community, which happens to be literally anyone who is interested in supporting these causes. How do you give them an avenue for supporting a cause you care about beyond just donating your time or money? Now you also have an opportunity to donate your computing power as well.
You know, I was on your website. I just want to make sure everybody has the website, worldcommunitygrid.org, correct? World Community.
Yes.
Okay, cool. I was on the website and I was reading about the research team, the Open Pandemics research team. I was reading a number of other things. But what I was so impressed by is, and I knew this about IBM, but what I was so impressed was with your involvement and what this team is doing in the social responsibility arena. And the reason that that's really important to me, I studied social responsibility in organizations for my dissertation. It won awards, but it was disturbing at best back then. So to see that you are coming out openly talking about this, and that you're funding projects or looking at projects that are using technology, this is really the future. Tell us about the type of results that you've been getting for previous projects and why this right here, this aspect of technology is perhaps one of the most important.
I'll start with the why, actually. So we are trying to essentially meet a need in the scientific community. If we look at our research partners at Scripps who are looking for treatment options for COVID-19, mm-hmm. to figure that question out, they have to sift through millions of chemical compounds to figure out which ones might actually work as a treatment for the disease. And that's just not really practical to do in kind of a traditional lab setting. It's super expensive. It's very time consuming. We don't have that kind of time, especially when you're in the middle of a pandemic. So what they do instead is a lot of this traditional lab work can now be simulated on a computer, software tools that can actually mimic what would happen in the lab. And this way, the scientists get to skip a lot of the trial and error and really hone in on the drug candidates that you can take to the lab test and actually, you know, proceed with. The challenge, though, is that you need a ton of processing computing power to do this.
Yeah.
And most scientists just don't have their own supercomputer. And so IBM created World Community Grid as a way of saying, or sort of providing scientists with a free resource to say, bring us your millions of simulations. We will spread them out amongst our volunteer community and have each volunteer play a role in your project and support your work by installing the World Community Grid app on their devices. And in doing that, running these simulations on behalf of the team at Scripps. And this way, researchers get to do this in a fraction of the time. They get to do this at a much larger scale and hopefully get to the answers much quicker than they would otherwise.
You know, I was thinking about this and preparing to speak with you this morning, and the impact of this hit me. And I think it hit me because I was watching a television show kind of not even related to this, but it brought me to the reason why we're doing AI for the soul. I'm thinking about the possibilities of this. So let me just be clear, and I want to ask you about it. So we're not just talking about what normally is local research. I worked for Bell Labs for like 2 decades. So I know about research, right? I worked with Arno Penzias. I know that. But that was local. You're talking about global communication simulations to provide solutions. That's mind-blowing.
It's really cool to see volunteers come from all over the world, no matter where our research partners are based. And it's really cool to see them sort of, build a community around this. So not just volunteers engaging with each other, they build teams, they rally behind any particular project, they go out and get their friends and family to join, but they also get to engage directly with the scientists. They get to ask them questions. They get to learn about the science behind these projects and the tools and the methods that these researchers are using. And so it's a really cool way of sort of bringing people who might not have visibility into the whole scientific, discovery process and give them an opportunity to sort of tap into that.
So I was reading something, and this is, I'm going to quote this directly. So the World Community Grid, right, worldcommunitygrid.org enables anyone, right, with a computer to donate unused processing power to scientific research, health, and sustainability. Is that correct?
Yeah, and literally anyone, anywhere. Wow. As long as you've got a computer or Android device and an internet connection, that's it. You can participate. You don't have to be, you don't have to come from a science background or have a technical expertise. Anyone can do this. Anyone can install the software and get started.
You know, did you ever imagine in your life, for you personally, that you'd be talking about something so futuristic that it's hard to actually wrap our minds around it?
No, and to be honest, I think the biggest sort of beauty of this is actually getting to know the scientists and getting to know their work and having an opportunity to help them. It's just, you know, very motivating.
So are you able to share some of the projects that have been involved?
Yeah, so right now, for example, we have multiple projects running on World Community Grid besides our Open Pandemics COVID-19 one. We're working with other scientists who are looking for treatments for childhood cancer and HIV/AIDS. We're working with researchers who are looking to improve rainfall forecasting for farmers in sub-Saharan Africa. Others are looking for better ways to fight tuberculosis or to understand how the bacteria in your gut can influence disease. We're looking at, you know, ways of detecting cancer earlier with identifying different biomarkers and so on. And we've seen this model work. We've seen how, you know, through the contribution of our big community of volunteers, scientists in the past have, you know, discovered treatments for childhood cancer. They've found new ways of filtering water more efficiently. They've discovered new materials for solar energy. So it's really cool and really rewarding to see what happens when volunteers kind of come together and rally behind any of these projects.
You know, I was really shocked when I went to the website. I was really excited about this. You know, I mean, things like, what if you could help with COVID-19? What if you could help improve weather forecasting? You know, what if you could study bacteria while tweeting? I mean, you have over 780,000 volunteers with this and probably growing. So let me ask you this last question. What's your future vision for this?
Well, we'd love to get more people participating. The quicker, the more people that join, the quicker we can get the results and the data back to the team at Scripps that's looking for possible treatments for COVID-19. And specifically with the Open Pandemics project, we're really looking beyond just COVID-19 and looking at future pandemics, because unfortunately, you know, scientists don't believe that this isn't the last one that we'll come across. And so we're looking at ways of how do we essentially leverage the same technology to tackle future pandemics. And Scripps is also looking at ways of streamlining that drug discovery process by developing more tools and methods around the work that they're doing on World Community Grid and making that available to the scientific community so we can help address future pandemics and not just this one.
Wow. Very, very exciting. I'm going to be talking more about this. Please give us the website. And last question, I'd love to know your personal message for today.
The website again is worldcommunitygrid.org. And we'd love for you and your listeners to join our volunteer community.
Personal message, what do you want to leave us with?
I think just during this really sort of difficult time, people can feel sort of a little bit hopeless. And I hope that they walk away with a sense of empowerment, that there's something you can do from home to help the fight against COVID-19.
Thank you so much. I know you're going from interview to interview. Thank you for taking this message out. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
All right, everybody, let's take a short break. Actually, I'm going to see if our team can get involved in this. What a cool thing for us to do. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.